implementing social distancing and Facebook Live for their fundraising activities this year. Executive Chair for the Mount Allison chapter, Sam Croft, says that fundraising efforts have already surpassed last year's total by over $3,000, and the week of events is only just starting. Croft set the goal this year at $20,000 and is optimistic that Relay for Life teams and the Mount Allison community will help reach that goal, COVID or no COVID.
Actually doing really good. There's kind of a competition between teams, and because the top fundraising team will get a prize and the top participant will get a prize who fundraised the most. Right now, our goal this year is 20 grand because I just thought that would be fun to try to get more than we did last year. And right now we're actually almost at 18. So we're really close. So I'm really thinking by the time we get to Sunday that we will be at 20 grand, which is really good.
The events, both virtual and in person, with COVID-19 protocols in place, continue for the rest of this week and finish up on Sunday.
So our event's now virtual, so it'll be on our Facebook page, which is Relay for Life MTA, and it'll just be live on our Facebook page at 2 o'clock on March 14th, the Sunday. And to account for some of the things we won't be able to do, because a big part of Relay is the walking and doing laps, like there's a survivor lap, a luminary lap, all of that stuff. We're still going to have those ceremonies, but obviously there won't be a walking, like a lap part, because it's an online event. So how we're accounting for that is we're doing a walking rally on the Saturday before the event, so this Saturday the 13th, and that's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And basically what we're going to do, we talked to the town of Sackville and they set like a perimeter for us. So we have like a map of our perimeter, and we're just going to have volunteers at each corner to lead the participants, and everyone will be masked and everything, and the volunteers will be wearing reflective vests, and that will just kind of allow for people to do the laps part, even though we can't do it during the virtual event, because that is a big part of it. So we're going to be having the walking rally, and then all of the other like stuff, like all the other ceremonies and stuff, will be a part of the virtual event on this Sunday.
The events are all available on Facebook, and if you can't attend in person, don't worry, they will all be live streamed and available on social media. You can find the links to those events by visiting chmafm.com.